following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And yes, it is March Madness, baby. Unbelievable games so far. Great stuff, as we could always predict. And always predict the unthinkable, too. NC State knocking out Villanova. One of those big dogs, those number one seeds, are out. I'm not really that surprised, to be honest with you. Thought they were the weakest of the one seeds. And therefore, they're no longer in the party. But it's been awesome. It's been fun. It's been a lot of exciting basketball to watch. Seeing some kids grow right before our very eyes. Jeff Rich with me as well. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. I'm taking it all in, man. That Thursday was probably the best round of 64-day session of the tournament, and I'm just glad we get to live it, man. We get to live it live.
Yeah, I mean, that first day, so many unbelievable things happened. You had 14s beating threes. We didn't get that big flurry of fives beating the 12s, but hey, it is what it is, man. It's March Madness. It's awesome. We got a lot of games to talk about. We got a lot of things to get to in general. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Keep close. Stick tight. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and we'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
If you've ever done a little rearranging of furniture, you know it can leave a bad impression. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll give you a couple good solutions to unwanted carpet dimples right after this.
Can you use a little help from Danny and his crew to tackle your honeydew list? One lucky person will get just that. Danny and the gang will come to your place for a day to help you take care of those repairs that have been piling up. Enter now at todayshomeowner.com/winDanny. Brought to you by Today's Homeowner, Tite Bond, Leviton, and Brome. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States, 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3/22/15. For official rules and complete details, visit todayshomeowner.com/rules.
You've decided you want your couch on the opposite wall now, and that tired old easy chair is being relocated to the basement. But the dimples left in your carpet are even uglier than the chair, right? You don't have to live with those ghosts of furniture past. Next time you're trying to undimple carpet, try this. Take a damp rag and place over the dimple, then use a steam iron on its cotton setting and lightly press it over the spot, making sure to inject plenty of steam. It may take two or three passes, but the steam will help revive the compressed carpet fibers. You can also go to the opposite end of the spectrum and rub a piece of ice on the spot, then use a metal spoon to refluff the fibers. Afterwards, run the vacuum cleaner over the area a few times for a fresh new look. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Hi there. I need to save money on business phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone is full-featured, including North American calling. Save up to 80% on initial setup costs. Plus, for a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Start saving today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got your cast of characters that are usually here. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. Thoughts and opinions definitely welcomed and encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports, as well as Sports Byline USA. So much to talk about. So many things going on in the sports world. Obviously, March Madness heavily on our minds at this point. Let's kind of bring you up to speed. Not much in the way of excitement other than Villanova going down. And like Jeff said, a lot of things happening on that first day, Thursday. And I'm kidding, to be honest with you. I know that March Madness is always going to bring out craziness. And expect the unexpected when you're watching these games. It's been, I'll tell you what, a lot of good basketball. Sometimes a little bit slow here and there. But for the most part, I've been happy to watch. And it's been pretty solid quality of basketball. I'm talking about the level of play, Jeff. As far as college basketball, not too bad for this tournament.
No, not at all. You know what we see a lot of is not the one and done's. The one and done's, the Kentuckys, the Kansases, the Ohio States to a point, though. We don't know what D'Angelo Russell's going to do. But we see these mid-majors. We see teams like Northern Iowa and Gonzaga that just play good team basketball. I thought we saw a lot of it with Notre Dame on Saturday night, playing defense, great guard play, clean up the glass as Arizona learned. That's all you got to do in some of these games, especially when you can out-talent your opponent. I thought it's been a joy to watch, and I'm very critical of college basketball in the one-and-done era.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been pretty solid. I got to admit it. You know, a lot of times you watch these games and you see, you know, the powers really take over, but you know what? Cincinnati gave Kentucky a pretty good run for their money for much of that game, and then obviously a little bit too strong. But, you know, you haven't seen teams getting dismantled, really. Obviously, you know, you're going to have the 1-16 matchups, those first rounders, yeah. But the second round, third round, whatever they're calling it now, has been a lot more competitive, I would say, than in recent years. And you know what? Hey, what can you say about that Georgia State team? You know, they went out, they played really well. The coach's kid, Hunter, I'll tell you what, he's a special player. When you put the ball in that kid's hands, he seemed to make a lot of good things happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of those heartwarming stories. And, you know, the coach falling off the stool, then you know, then in the Saturday, in the round of 32, they come up just short. But Georgia State, what a great story. What a great story for their athletic program across the board. I mean, they weren't doing anything. They weren't playing Division I-A football. You know, they weren't playing in the bowl championship series, or not the series, but they you know, they weren't one of the FBS teams. They were FCS. They move up. They have the big win against I believe it was Florida in football a couple years ago. And then Kevin Ware, we all know his story. He wants to be defined more for his basketball than for his injury. And I thought that he represented the Georgia State Panthers just fine. And it's always good to see those Thursday and Friday upsets.
Yeah, he was excited to be there, obviously getting another opportunity. And you know what? They made the most of it. You got to give those kids a lot of credit. It was fun, exciting, and it was awesome to watch their run that they put on. But obviously ran into a team that was just ready for the test. And you know what? That's kind of what I would call it now at this point. You got to be ready for the test. And you know, speaking of tests, Villanova, they did not pass the test, you know, and NC State, they got some pretty talented guys down low. They got good guard play. If you ask me, they got a real good formula here, and they could cause havoc the rest of the way, if you ask me. I mean, look, Louisville or Northern Iowa are going to have their hands full with NC State, if you ask me.
It's interesting. Some of the teams that we didn't think belonged in the whole field in the first place are really making some noise going into that second weekend. You know, you mentioned NC State, UCLA. I mean, you know, I know your partner in the second hour is going to have plenty to say, but Bryce Alford, you'd have thought the guy was a complete bum listening to Fred Wallen talk about him, but you watch UCLA play basketball, especially in this 2015 postseason, and Alford looks like he knows what he's doing. Hey, that whole, you know, Steve and Bryce, that whole team looks like they're well put together and poised to make a run, maybe even into the third weekend.
You know, what's really funny is yesterday after, you know, UCLA does get it done, I shoot Fred a message. I say to him, you know, Steve looks like he knows what he's doing. And that kid that you don't think can play basketball looks like he plays pretty darn good basketball to me. And he told me I lost my mind. I mean, look, there's certain people that are in denial about things, and he's in denial. I got news for you. The problems there had nothing to do with Steve Alford. The problems have to do with kids, man. Kids go out there and kids make plays. You know, coaches are the easy guy to be the scapegoat. Why isn't he getting any credit now that he put it together for a couple of games? You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, look, all we do is we talk about things and we discuss them and we have an argument or a disagreement about it, whatever you want to call it, a conversation. However, I got news for you. Our partner in Los Angeles, Southern California, I got news for you. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and I can't wait to tell him he doesn't know what he's talking about. But and it will be fun, so I hope you're here for the party for that too. But I got news for you. He has no clue what he's talking about, and when it comes to knowing X's and O's, I think Steve Alford knows what he's talking about. And at the end of the day, UCLA is moving on, and Fred can sit there and complain and say, hey, you know what he's going to tell us? I'll tell you this. This is what he's going to say. First of all, we should even be there because we had a terrible call that they made, which they did against SMU. He's correct about it. However, the chips that fell, and you know what? They are where they are. So it is what it is. A team, that's another team we thought that shouldn't be in the tournament, and they're making some noise. So got to give credit to them, too, for coming together at the right time, Jeff.
Right. And that goaltending call was completely awful. You know, the ball doesn't just have to hit the rim. It's got to look like it's going in. You know, SMU goes up, gets aggressive with the rebound, gives UCLA a reprieve. It's unfortunate. You got to feel for Larry Brown and SMU. And while we're on that topic, is there a team that bowed out in the tournament in a, you know, maybe not in a style like SMU, that you just really feel for the team, you know, like, so, you know, something unfortunate happened. It almost happened with Notre Dame on Saturday night with a double dribble when they had a chance to go for the game. They kept giving Butler chances. Butler couldn't cash in. Great defense by Mike Bray's Notre Dame team. And Mike Bray obviously coaching with a heavy heart after losing his mother on the day of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know what, that speaks volumes of how his team went out there and just obviously played with a lot of character and a lot of heart. And you know what? The game goes in overtime and they don't quit. And, you know, after the game, obviously coach talking a little bit about that, probably a pretty emotional, but at the end of the day, a great day for him, a bittersweet type day when you really think about it, losing his mother. But obviously his team goes out there and takes care of business, and that'll ease the pain to a certain degree. But ultimately, we know that feeling, or I know the feeling of losing a loved one, and it's terrible. But you know what? His team came through for him and at least gave him that kind of a way to forget about it for a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I, you know, I think Notre Dame is one of those teams. You know, we've talked about Kentucky. We've talked about Wisconsin. We've talked about Arizona. We've talked about Wisconsin. I think Notre Dame steps up. They play good fundamental defense. They have a little bit, you know, they need to have a little bit better of a game than they did against Butler in the 3-point overtime victory. But I think that Notre Dame, yeah, I wasn't a believer in Notre Dame necessarily. And what they've shown me in these first two games, sticking around, you know, and they've played tough games. There's no easy outs for in this tournament. Whether you're a 3 seed, you know, the 1 seed, you know, has never lost to the 16, but
sure.
2s go down to 15s, 3s go down to 14s, and, you know, I mean, 5s going down to 12s has almost become commonplace to the point where we're disappointed when it doesn't happen enough.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. Look, it's all about the madness when you really think about it. It's just, it's awesome stuff. You cannot duplicate this stuff. You can't make it up. It's special. It's real. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be Kentucky. But I don't want to be a buzzkill or anything. But talking about showing you something, they show that they've got heart. They show that they've got character. They show that they've got everything it takes, even when their back is up against it. Keep it close. On the other side, John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. It's Jeff Rich, it's the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Let's go!
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich, who's with me each and every week. We're now going to hook up with our professor of sports, if you couldn't tell. None other than John Poulter, talking some Major League Baseball, spring training, and really, literally talking about how this is right around the corner, more and more each and every week. 14 days, if I'm not mistaken. 14 days, 10 hours, I don't know, 33 minutes and some seconds going by as I'm watching right now. Good morning, John. How are you, man? What's going on? Welcome to Phoenix, by the way, too.
Thank you very much. Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Certainly a lot nicer sitting here in Phoenix in 61 degrees than what I'd be facing at home in Toronto. So really looking forward to getting some sunshine and perhaps more importantly, some Major League Baseball spring training variety.
Yep. Can't complain, can you? I mean, look at that beautiful sky, not a cloud in it. This is typical, John, as you know. Yep. I mean, you come out here each and every spring training, and this is just typical. This is the way it is for us. We're lucky. We're fortunate. But baseball, right around the corner, man, you got to be pretty excited. I know that this is something that you have so much passion for. Baseball, 2 weeks away from getting started. What are your feelings?
Well, it's like everything else. When you spend most of the winter waiting for something to happen, or if you're a hockey fan, you wait most of the summer for something to happen. From a baseball standpoint, from a guy like myself who's a big baseball fan, the winter seems to get a little shorter every year, as we've discussed many times. The off-season in sports now is much shorter than it has ever been. In fact, some will question now whether an off-season actually even exists. Most sports now are pretty much a 12-month deal, and certainly baseball has become that way. And I have to think that we've spent most of the wintertime in my segments talking baseball rather than hockey is a pretty good indication of how much of a 12-month sport baseball has actually become. So to be this close to opening day and seeing that reality on the horizon is a very special feeling.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us as he does each and every week. Go ahead, Jeff. Fire away.
Hey, yeah. You know, I know you're in Arizona this week, but you do hail from Ontario. I'm just reading out that Meister Asturias is questionable for opening day. Could you explain his position with the Blue Jays and what they're going to do about second base for opening day if he can't go?
Well, he seems to be a little bit injury-prone. This is the third year of a three-year contract he signed with the Blue Jays. As you know, he was out most of last season. He injured himself either going in or going out of the dugout. I can't remember which, but it was kind of one of those freak injuries. He sat out, I would say, about 90% of last season. So he is really it was an important spring for both he and the Blue Jays this year. The Blue Jays have this major second base problem that they've had for several years, and B, they were counting on him to come back and fill that. And, of course, he was looking to come back from injury, and also in the last year of his contract, he was hoping to play well enough to win a new contract. So I guess it's a sort of one of those good news, bad news situations. The Blue Jays do have some other guys that can play second base. Because of the power that's in the outfield and at the third base position, I don't think they're looking for somebody to come in and light the league up offensively at second base. What they're going to be looking for is somebody to play there on a consistent basis with the glove. I'm beginning to wonder just how brutal this guy is. It seems that just pretty much every year there's something unusual happens to him. So I don't know whether that tells us something about him, the player, whether it tells us something about perhaps his age, or maybe it just tells us something about the perils of spring training.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us as he does each and every week. Hey, since we're just kind of going around Major League Baseball, what do you know about Josh Hamilton? I know that the commissioner is going to make a decision here relatively soon, but what are your thoughts about Josh Hamilton moving forward?
Well, I haven't heard anything at all. Anything that I've heard has been what has been released officially, and from what I have seen, everything's pretty hush-hush. We did chat about this a couple of weeks ago, and I think I mentioned that one of the sportscasters in Toronto on a sports talk show had mentioned that he had run into an unnamed major league executive, a team executive, and the team executive, when asked about the problem with Hamilton, did it relate to PEDs, the executive just gave a one-word answer, and that was worse. And I haven't heard anything more since then, so I have to assume, and you know, I use the word assume in quotation marks because obviously I do not know, but it would lead me to believe that perhaps this has got some kind of connection with his previous challenges in life, or you know, hopefully that's not the case, but I have to wonder what could be worse than PEDs in terms of where we stand in terms of Major League Baseball taking action against a player.
Yeah, and speaking of opening day, interesting here, David Price is going to get the start ahead of Justin Verlander for Detroit. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's two indications in my mind. The first one is that Verlander's not all the way back from where he was a couple of years ago. I think he did slip in terms of his quality the last couple of years. He was certainly overshadowed by Scherzer. And I'm also wondering if, from the Tigers' standpoint, it's perhaps a little bit of politicking in terms of showing some confidence in Price that they plan to approach him about an extension after his contract for this year. And perhaps this is a little bit of an ego boost for him in terms of, hey, you were our opening day guy. This is how much we think of you.
Interesting. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, we talked about David Price starting on opening day for Brad Ausmus in Detroit, but Mike Matheny's ran his ace out for the first time on Saturday. Threw a couple good innings against the Braves, was tested coming off the mound. He even batted. But Adam Wainwright, is this a guy that can bounce back with a limited spring training action and be, you know, and be that showcase ace for the St. Louis Cardinals as they go into Wrigley Field on April 5th to kick off the Major League Baseball season in 2015?
Yeah, I think Wainwright's one guy that can come back. He's had some injuries before and has always come back from them. I saw that he pitched four innings yesterday and was quite respectable and, as you say, was tested with some fielding plays. So I suspect that he's probably one of those guys that will come back from an injury, Jeff.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week, talking Major League Baseball. Only a couple minutes left in the segment, John. Do you want to give us an update on what's going on in NHL hockey real quick?
Well, we got some tight races, both top and bottom, both east and west. Boston has managed to, I'm not going to say blow, but certainly has given up a fairly comfortable lead on that eighth and final playoff spot in the east. Ottawa's only a point behind them now with a game in hand, and even Florida's getting close. So, and in the west, we've got the same situation with LA, Calgary, and Winnipeg sort of fighting for those last two spots. And in both conferences, it's a pretty tight race at the top. So I think the last two or three weeks of NHL hockey are going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got the Blues really killing it up top in the Central. You know, Anaheim, once again, they're where they're at. The Rangers, they're an interesting ball club. How do you feel about the Rangers? Are they pretty solid? And would you say that they're definitely a front runner this season or what?
Yeah, the Rangers are solid, and it's going to be an interesting decision for the coaching staff there, in that their number one goalie, Henrik Lundqvist, who is, you know, certainly in the top five in the NHL, has been out for quite some time. And while he's been out, Cam Talbot, his backup, has been playing very, very well and has actually been the goalie of record in the streak that they've got. So Lundqvist is about ready to come back. He has been practicing. Apparently he didn't practice on Friday because his wife gave birth, so I don't think his absence from the practice rink is anything injury-related. But I think there's going to be an interesting decision there for the Rangers come the playoffs. Do you go with the guy who got you there, which is undoubtedly your second-string guy, or do you go to a guy with Lundqvist who is tremendously experienced, tremendously talented, and the question there is, does the layoff hurt him in terms of rust, or does the layoff help him in terms of the fact that he's got fresh legs for a pretty strong and lengthy playoff run? So I certainly think the Rangers are a good, strong team in the East, but certainly Montreal and Tampa Bay are in that conversation. One of those three teams will be the ones that come out of the East, no question in my mind.
Should be pretty interesting, obviously. Hey, we're up against it, Jeff, so if you got something real quick, throw it at John. But otherwise, I just wanted to let John know that I will definitely be in touch with you, if not later today, this week. I know I saw your number there, so I will be giving you a buzz, and we'll have to get together for sure. If we don't catch a game together, we're definitely getting lunch or something, okay?
Oh, that would be terrific. It's always great to catch up with you, and when we're so close geographically, as you know, I'm not too far from your home. So it would be great to be able to spend some time chatting and catching up and having a social conversation as opposed to our regular Sunday conversation.
Absolutely. We'll definitely do that, John. Appreciate you taking time out, as always. And look for a phone call from me in the next day or so, okay, pal?
My pleasure, as always. Look forward to that. And have a good day, guys, and the rest of the week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us as he does each and every week. We'll be right back. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We're going to get back into some March Madness and wrap about what's going on there. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
It may sound far-fetched, but damaged wood around your home has something in common with automobile repair. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about one of the best repair tools you should have around your home right after this.
Can you use a little help from Danny and his crew to tackle your honey-do list? One lucky person will get just that. Danny and the gang will come to your place for a day to help you take care of those repairs that have been piling up. Enter now at todayshomeowner.com/winDanny. Brought to you by Today's Homeowner, Tite Bond, Leviton, and Brome. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3/22/15. For official rules and complete details, visit todayshomeowner.com/rules.
Eventually, every home will have some damaged wood. Perhaps it's a porch column with a little water damage or a door jamb that had an ill-timed meeting with a piece of furniture being moved. For minor damage that isn't a structural issue, one of the best repair solutions is to fill the gap with automobile body filler. While normally used to repair dents and dings in a car, it makes for a great filler for any wood surface that is painted. The two-part epoxy bonds quickly to the damaged wood surface. It hardens within minutes, and once cured, it can be sanded smooth, primed, and painted. Automobile body filters should only be used for cosmetic repairs, but the beauty of the product is that the damage that was once an eyesore is now completely invisible. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, pulling you through. Get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, as well as checking out Sports Byline USA. Again, we're live 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific each and every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We love thoughts. We love opinions. We want to know what's on your mind for sure. If you think we're nuts, I want to hear it, man. I truly think that this March Madness tournament has been awesome. Couldn't have asked for a better Thursday. And to be honest with you, you got to have a little bit of normalcy too. So, you know, what's happened over the last few days, you just kind of expect. Can't always be crazy. It can't always be upset city. But I'll tell you one thing. It has been fun. It's been great. It's been really cool seeing some of these kids blossom right before our very eyes. Again, you see some of those kids that you don't know very much about. The kids from the Georgia States out there. That Hunter kid's a hell of a ball player. Do you think he has a chance to go to the next level, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you see these guys. You see these guys put on a show in March. Sometimes it's suspect. Sometimes it's questionable. Sometimes you draw it up to be a fluke, and sometimes it's legitimate. So we'll see as the next couple of months play out. But I suspect that Hunter's career is far from over.
Yeah, smart ball player. Again, like I said, when I watched. You put the ball in that kid's hands, and good things happen more often than not. Just has a very high IQ for basketball, sees the floor very well. He's like 6'6", and, you know, to be able to dribble the ball, handle it, distribute, shoot the ball. The guy's got great range. We all know that. We saw him shoot the ball from the parking lot a few times. I mean, the guy has unbelievable range, and you know, that's what March Madness is about. We find these kids, these diamonds in the rough, kids that we don't know anything about before they start playing basketball in this tournament, and we watch them and see them on national TV. And that's when we really learn and find out who some of these people are. But
He reminds me of another Hunter, that, you know, from way back in the day. I believe he went to Jackson State, Lindsey Hunter, who played a long NBA career with a very similar skill set. Good handles, plays both ends of the floor, shoots lights out, you know, pretty complete player. And, you know, obviously R.J. Hunter's got a little more height than Lindsey did.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, I hadn't thought about it, but now that you mention it, I really like R.J. Hunter as an NBA prospect.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the reason I said it is because I think the kid has a lot of potential. You know, again, when you see the floor that well, when you're 6'6" and you can handle it like he does, I think there's value and I think there's a place for you. But again, you know, our buddy in Southern California might think I'm nuts and whatnot. But ultimately, you know what, there's some kids out there that have a lot of talent and they will be going to the next level. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see this kid in the NBA for sure. But you said you were most impressed with Notre Dame so far. Is that what you said?
I think the Notre Dame's played really complete. They've been, you know, they're one of the. I would say they're pretty much the only team in the field of 16. You know, we have eight teams. We'll find out the rest on Sunday, but I think that they're the most tested to this point, and whoever comes out of that Wichita State-Kansas game, again, you know, Sunday morning, we have no idea, but whoever comes out of that Wichita State-Kansas game is going to have their hands full, and as you know, I haven't been very high on Kansas this year, and Wichita State, my interest in them is actually waning as well, so I'm looking for Notre Dame to put on a show in Cleveland next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you're Kansas and, you know, you got to play the Wichita States out there, that's one you're not looking forward to. Let's be honest. They never schedule them during the regular season. And ultimately, you know, you lose that, then KU has a little something, you know, to think about because they're allegedly the big dogs, you know, in the state of Kansas. So you think about it and you're just wondering, how important is this game for both of these teams when you really think about it? It goes way beyond the March Madness tournament, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. In-state pride's a big deal. You know, I grew up in Ohio, and Ohio State didn't play Cincinnati for decades upon decades, especially during the Bob Huggins era when Cincinnati might have been the better, you know, in-state team in the state of Ohio. So, you know, those in-state rivalries, they mean a lot. I mean, think about it. If Arizona State or Arizona even loses to Northern Arizona, how long are those kids going to hear about that game?
Oh, you never don't hear the end of that one. You'll hear that for the rest of your life. It's obviously something that should not happen, but occasionally things like that do happen. But ultimately, you know, Kansas and Wichita State, there's a lot riding on that, more so than just winning a basketball game. And you know what? Say what you want about Kansas, say what you want about Wichita State, but I think that there's a lot of pride on the line when you have in-state rivals, and it's really all about coming through and breaking through that and showing your true colors. And we'll see how it happens, man. Again, like you said, we just got to see how things play out on the basketball floor, and ultimately they will. And, you know, I got a lot of criticism from people telling me, hey, you know, you're really not going out on a limb, because I'll tell you who my final four picks were. I picked Kentucky, I picked Wisconsin, I picked Virginia, and I picked Duke, okay? And at the end of the day, yeah, it's boring, it's vanilla, but when I think about it, to me, those are four of the best teams in the country for the whole season that played the best. And, you know, you can put Villanova up there too, I guess, but ultimately Villanova – I always question their strength of schedule. You can do that to a certain degree with Kentucky, but they just have a lot of talent ultimately. And at the end of the day, I think talent wins out. Wisconsin and Duke, you know what? They have a pretty solid body of work, but everybody told me I was boring. Everybody told me I was vanilla. But you know what? At the end of the day, I try to think smart instead of just throwing things out there like I am throwing things at a dartboard. I try to make reasonable, objective decisions, and I think those are the four best teams. When push comes to shove, they may have a tough time getting there, but I think that's going to be your final four. Have you changed? Do you have a final? I don't even know your final four, Jeff.
Oh, I have Kentucky winning it all. You know,
me too. I've got Kentucky winning it all.
I think that's the chalk. That's the low-hanging fruit. You know, most people have Wisconsin or Arizona coming out of the West. I think that's pretty logical at this point. Though I think North Carolina, you know, they didn't exactly blow the barn doors off of Arkansas, but I think the North Carolina's got a shot at whoever, you know, at taking down Wisconsin, the winner of Wisconsin, Oregon. So I don't know that that's a done deal. I think that the South is the most mysterious one. I'm not ready to concede that region to Duke just yet, especially the way that UCLA's been playing with a horseshoe up their butt. Gonzaga looking to get out of the first weekend for the first time since 2009, and Duke's got their hands full with a good Mountain West team, Mountain West conference team in San Diego State. And then the East, the Syracuse bracket. I think that's way up for grabs, especially with Villanova out. I mean, I had NC State losing to LSU, so that shows you what I know.
Yeah, I mean, look, Villanova definitely makes it interesting. However, I had them losing in the next round. I had them beating NC State, but I had them losing in the next round anyway. So to me, it wasn't a huge loss by any means as far as what my bracket does. You know, thinking about it, this is kind of crazy. I have a potential of 13 out of 16 for the Sweet 16 still, with all the madness that's happened. And I have my full Elite Eight and my Final Four still intact. So, you know what, this is when it gets pretty interesting, and this is when you got to start making pretty solid decisions. And I'm talking about kids out there on the basketball floor. But ultimately, man, you know what? I still got a lot of things intact for my bracket, my Final Four, my Elite Eight, and I could have potentially 13 of 16 for my Sweet 16 still.
Well, one of my flaws in filling out my bracket was the team. You know, I didn't look at it at, you know, game by game. I looked at the teams that I didn't think belonged there, teams like Texas and UCLA, and UCLA is on the next line, you know, and NC State's on, you know, in the field of 16. So there's a lot of surprises, even if there's nothing that blows you away. You know, North Dakota State didn't knock off Gonzaga. I think the biggest upset of the tournament to date is probably UAB taking down Fred Hoiberg's Iowa State Cyclones in opening round play on, was that Thursday, I believe?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know. I think Georgia State beating Buffalo is pretty huge, too. I mean, I'm sorry, beating Baylor is pretty huge, too. So, again, man, you know, when we're talking, I mean, think about the run that Dayton's had. They're an 11 seed. They got lucky to be in the tournament. You know, they've already played one extra game than people. So, I don't know, man. You can make an argument a few different ways for what the biggest upset so far has been potentially. But you know what? Upsets are going to happen, and that's why they play the games, man. If we didn't think that there were going to be upsets, there'd be no reason to play the games. We'd have Kentucky and Duke or Kentucky and Virginia in the finals, and there'd be no reason to play these games. But look, man, don't count out that Wisconsin team too, man. Don't count out Arizona. They had their little shake a little bit with Ohio State early in that game, but ultimately the better team won. Wisconsin, look, I think Oregon's going to put interesting things against them. They can get up and down the floor, but so can Wisconsin. They play defense. You know, at this point, man, some of these better teams, Jeff, they can do it all. You know, Kentucky can get up and down. Kentucky can slow it down. Wisconsin can get up and down. Arizona, we know they can slow it down. We know they can get up and down. It's really about having that balance. And to me, that's what's going to win out. That's who's going to keep advancing, is the teams that have more balance than other teams, especially moving forward as things get a little bit more difficult, Jeff.
Well, you look and you see just defensive-minded coaches up and down what we know of the Sweet 16. You know, starting with Calipari, you know, he doesn't stress the foul shooting. He doesn't stress the conditioning, the discipline in practice. But when his guys go out there, they run for 40 minutes, and that's why they've done what they've been expected to do. Mike Bray's team always plays good defense. Roy Williams coaches it up well. You know, Chris Mack, Sean Miller, you know, old friends from back in the day at Xavier. Now they're on opposite sidelines. I gotta say, this Arizona team has not played their best basketball in this tournament. But guys like Gabe York stepping up, TJ McConnell playing defense at both ends of the floor. I'm looking to, if Arizona plays their best game, they might be better than Wisconsin, and they might be better than Kentucky on a Monday night. Or actually, they meet in the semifinals. But I think that this Arizona team, we haven't seen anything yet from them in this tournament. And I think that if they play their best game on the nights that they have to, they might be on that final line on Monday night in a few weeks.
Yeah, speaking of another team that was relatively impressive, and I think Arizona's very impressive, to be honest with you. First game out, you know, it was only like a 20-point victory, but was more like a 40-point victory. And then, you know, they controlled their Ohio State for most of the second half and really had a hold of that game. Iowa, what do you think of Iowa? Been very impressed with how they got out of the gate with Davidson, really lit them up, and Davidson's not a bad team. Iowa playing Gonzaga should be interesting.
That's going to be a good game. Yeah, Iowa's another one of those teams you saw on the seven line. You're like, man, you know, David said mid-major. They don't have Steph Curry, and they haven't for a couple of years, obviously. But, you know, Davidson's one of those teams where, you know, I think a lot of people probably put them on the end of that, into the weekend. And Iowa just, you know, what was it, a 31-point win? Biggest win in the history of 7-10 games in the NCAA tournament. And we're going to see Gonzaga, man. You know, they lost to BYU, had a great season. This is the time that Gonzaga, you know, Mark Few has really got to show everybody that they're not, you know, that they don't have a ceiling of making it to the round of 32, that they can actually be a 2 seed, you know, take down Iowa, go play UCLA and perhaps win that one as well and get it, you know, get into the Elite Eight and be playing for a Final Four for the first time in about 15 years.
Absolutely. Well, I hear the music. I know we're up against it. We'll be back to wrap up this hour. So obviously a lot of March Madness on our mind. Whatever's on your mind, it's on our mind. 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close. We're going to wrap this thing up. And then we got another hour with that crazy guy in Los Angeles, California, Fred Wallen. I can't wait to talk to him about the Bruins, man. He's got no clue, and he really doesn't realize he has no clue. Anyways, it's Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sport. Here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Been a lot about March Madness, gotta say. It's definitely on my mind, definitely on Jeff's mind. Want to thank John Poulter for doing his time as he does here on the program, talking Major League Baseball. A little bit of some hockey, which we haven't really had much time to get into, but I'm going to read you a stat line, Jeff. I want you to think about this, and then we'll get into it with our buddy Fred Wallen there in Los Angeles, California, in just a moment. 39 minutes, 6 for 13 shooting, 3 of 5 from behind the arc, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, 1 rebound, 5 assists, a steal, a couple turnovers, and 22 points. That's a guy that Fred Wallen says has no business playing basketball, has no business being on a college floor. Guy looks pretty good to me. I don't know, man. I think I know what I'm talking about, but at the end of the day, we're going to hear from Fred Wallen why UCLA shouldn't be where they're at and why Bryce Alford and Steve Alford are awful. But at the end of the day, kid played a heck of a basketball game. Keep it close, everybody. Jeff Rich will be with us as well for another hour. Fred Wallen, too. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.